Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
773-897-6461 to start your day with some psychic fun. It's Thursday night, and you know what it is. It's the night with Jethro and Dina Flanagan. I want to tease all of you guys who called in and told me what happened. What happened, you guys, is we're on iTunes. We've also cranked it up a few more notches. Blog Talk Radio threw us out there. This was the best day that we've had in the 14 months that Psychics Gone Wild has been there. And what happened was you guys all came on our site and gave us your input. Keep doing it. We keep wanting to keep doing this. And I thank you for all the positive words of wisdom and all the fun that you send to us. Any of you who are on Facebook, look us up. We're going there. Give us a like. Give us a name. Tell us what's going. Remember, if you guys advertise on our site, we'll return that favor because I love to market, and I don't mind, just as long as you don't mind that we market back. If you do mind, then please don't go on because I don't think that's right, and you know it isn't. So if you can come over to our house, we can come to yours. Speaking of coming to house, guess whose house we're going to? Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm wound to the hilt. I've had just a little bit of candy because I was supposed to be doing vegetables, and I snuck them in. I found Skittles. Just a little sugar to make the life a little better today. So what I want to do is tease you, Dina, on the fact that we know that everybody in the summertime are all wound and they're having the energies, and one of the greatest things to do is to have a reading. Dina, I know that you do a lot of readings a lot of times with other people, and what I want to talk to you about is do you do your readings outside, or do you always insist that they are done in a room?
No, I mean, if people don't mind, I do them outside. Plus, I've done plenty of outside fairs, too. But I like being outside as much as I can. I do my healings outside, too.
Oh, excellent. And speaking of healings, I had someone call and tease me. They said, you know, no matter what they said, that they tease about you. And I want to say, yes, Jan, we love you. Jan's in our room tonight. She's posting for us. And I've decided that Facebook told me today that I have been denied for making friends. So I want any and all of you to share our pages so we can friend up to everyone that wants to friend to us. I have been grounded for 30 days, and I cannot do anything without their yes, mama permission. And I really resent that. You know, at my age, to know that I've been told that I can't make friends. The last time I was told this, I was 8 years old, and we did throw a rock through someone's window, who did start it, by the way. And I didn't mind the grounding because I actually deserved it. It was not the right thing, and I learned a very valuable lesson about rock throwing. So Facebook, here's my rock back. Leave me alone. So we're going in there. And Dina, I want to ask you one question here. We've got a lot of people on the phone. Guys, get a hold of us. This is the free time you get to get that few minutes with us to get that free reading. You know that Dina's phenomenal, and those of you who don't know, let me tell you, Dina is a born with the gift psychic. She not only has the ability to see and sense your future, but she also has abilities to be able to heal you, to put work into you, to put energies to make you the best human being you can be. No, Dave from Tennessee, it doesn't happen if you didn't start out that way. There are some other people. I love this group. You guys are gone wild, and that's what we are. Psychics Gone Wild. So we're going to turn around. And Dina, I've got a couple of people asking me. They go on psychicsgonewild.com. They saw your picture. You look too young to be doing this. Should you be doing this kind of work? Okay. God, boy, what have you been doing, Dina? You got all the friends. They didn't write that about me. They wanted to know how old I was. Okay.
Well, wow. Well, thank you for the compliment, whoever wrote that.
We're writing that. And Okay, JC and Justin. Very good. Justin's writing that. He's proud to let you know it's him. So we're thank you, Justin. That was a very nice thing to do, and we're going to turn around and get some of these people some excellent reading time with her. If you want a reading, call 773-897-6461. It's Dina Flanagan's on tonight, and 770, you're on live. How are you tonight? We're going to turn around and go on, and that person's a little busy right now. That's okay. That happens. How about 208?
Hello.
Hello. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to ask our phenomenal Dina Flanagan, the psychic, a question?
I do. This is Misty. I was wondering if you are getting a message in from my dad from the other side.
Well, hi, Misty.
Hi.
When we do medium work, it takes just a minute to center in here. Did he pass not too long ago?
No, he passed away on February 18th, 1998.
98. Well, yeah. But was he? Was? It's showing me. Did he have brownish hair?
He had kind of like a brownish red hair. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's showing me. But the reason he's saying that is because he's still with you quite a bit. It's like he's never passed. Like do you feel you get the messages from him? You know, like the feeling that he's around.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, because that's what he's saying. He's saying that he stayed around you the whole time. He's still around you. Do you have a brother?
Well, kind of like adopted brother.
Yeah, because he's talking about that. And is this adopted brother kind of going through a hard time or having to make a decision?
Yes, we both are having to go and make a decision.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. That's why he's saying he's with kind of like the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants you to know that the decision that you have to make will better your future, is what he's saying. To not be afraid of it, it's like you have this fear of change or making this step. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, that is so.
Yeah, and he's telling you not to worry about it. He goes, it's going to better your future in the long run. But in the short run, there might be some things about it you don't quite like or don't quite want to do. But he says in the long run, it's going to be better.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that change is making a decision of cutting strings of somebody that I'm close to.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying.
Oh, wow.
And so he's saying, but in the long run, you're going to be better off. And he wants you to know, now, like, were you with him around the time of his passing?
I was. I just reunited with him 2.5 months before he passed away.
That's what he's saying, because he's telling me that he really appreciates that, and he wants to let you know that he really appreciated you being there for him at the time of around his time of his passing. He also wishes that life could have been different. Life could have been better. But he can't go back and change that. So he wants you to know that you can change your life. That's what he wants you to know. Like, you can't change the past, but you can change your life. In other words, he would have changed things around differently if he could have.
Right.
Yeah, and he's saying that even though he could not, you can. So he also wants, and he also wants to let you know that he's proud of you. I guess you've made some changes to change yourself, to better yourself.
I have.
Yes, and he says he's very proud of you for that. And so he's saying keep on going in that right path, because it will lead you to where you want to go. Don't get discouraged. He sees you getting discouraged a lot, And he's saying, don't get discouraged. Change it. It's time for you to change it. Change it. Because he couldn't, you can. That's his big message.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Going to you guys in the energy, we want to thank you, Dina, for reading, and we thank you, Misty, for calling in. And, Misty, I'm getting a little bit of an ache here, and I want to talk to you just a second. Have you been doing too much, like, studying without your glasses, or have you had your eyes checked?
I have been doing a lot of studying without my glasses, and I haven't had my eyes checked for a while.
Well, you need to start being good with them, because your guides are telling me that real strong, and I get to play, you know, Father May I, and they said yes I may to tell you to do that, and they're telling me that the angels are saying that you're a really good person, but we got to make sure you start wearing those. That you're also going through another energy, and all of us are going through this right now. Those of you who have been noticing the energy strengthening up, Dina, I mean, as you look at the individuals and the work that you're going through, can you remember when it first started doing so much of that? When our eyes and our changes started with us?
That's what happens, is your eyes start to get gritty-like, and gritty and burning and stuff like that when you go through changes. Mine does, anyway. I know a lot of other people's have, too.
I love the energy when most people are telling me that when things start happening here, we've always got the fun of it. And they said that the one guy's telling me, he said, I'm supposed to ask you, Dina, are you an alpha or a beta? What is going on tonight? Oh, my gosh. I know. Love is in the air. Everybody looks at Dina tonight. We're going to start seeing it. It's just, oh, my goodness.
I don't know, but, you know, if there's any great single guys out there, you know.
That was good. And if you do ask Dina, she will dare to tell you what she really feels. That was the truth. And we are having one of those gone with the wild days. I had an individual ask me yesterday one of the most funniest things, and I got to share it with all of you guys. They asked me, if when I'm psychically touching someone, do I always know everything that's going on? Because they were having a little bit of gurgling in their stomach, and they were nervous about having the reading. And it made me realize, you know, we read above the belt here, people, but I kind of laughed. It just made me I've had the giggles over this, because they dared me to ask Dina. So I'm going to ask Dina this. Dina, as a healer, when you're reading someone, I mean, you have both facilities there, and those of us who are turned in are going, what is he saying? What I'm saying is Dina's also not only able to send energy to you to heal you, Dina's receiving energy from you because she's reading you and she's picking up these things. Do you have times at the guides that you could make a little joke or a blooper about where that's told you stuff you really didn't want to know?
Yeah, but it usually can't be said on air.
There's Dina, that's it. And now this is why I love working with Dina. You guys go, why do you two do so well on Thursdays? We don't hold back. We spit it right out. We throw it on the table. And if it's big enough to swim down the river, it's big enough to take home. So we can cheese it and be there. I had a lot of you guys go, what are you two doing? It's like whatever makes us smile and laugh. And I hope you guys do with us too. I did get a little bit of a feedback that I've got to put on here. One of the individuals is, and I thank you for writing this, Brian wrote down, I've noticed that Psyche Jethro does not eat so much over the radio. Is he really snacking, or is he just decided to stop putting that chewing sound in our ear? Thank you. And I know who this is. He's trying to disguise it. It is my son. You tend your business, Mr. I'm on a diet, and I'll tend mine. So we just get them all. And I did get a call from Ryan. Ryan wants to have a night with me and Dina, and we're going to have to figure out one of these Thursdays, Dina, with your son. We'll bring in our psychic sons and do a psychic hour of family. We can all four talk on the radio and ask questions. And those of you who have psychic children, please do listen to this. Bring them together. Put the kids that are small up so they can listen close to the radio, because we're going to do a very psychic energy that raising a psychic child. We've had a lot of input about this, and I know that when Dina and me discussed this before, quite a few different shows, we've done a couple shows, me and Dina together now, we discussed the fact that disability seems to go through the energy. Now, Dina, I know that linear lines, which are the part of our body that runs up and down the left and the right and the balancing of our energy, have you noticed that this is something that was proposed to me, and I'm working on this with indigo children, is that when you have a psychic child, sometimes you can tell their energy by which side of their body the psychic energy comes from by seeing static electricity and energy from this. Do you find any truth in that, Dina, raising a child? I've been asking everybody.
Yeah, but I see it as rods. I see rods, like strengthening or weaker or strength, stronger. That's how I see it. It's weird, but that's what it is. It's like when I see a rod, that's your strong side. And when it's just kind of fuzzy, that's your weaker side.
And me and Psychic Denise were working on some individuals here, and I can say the name. She's given me permission and helping with their children. One thing we really did notice that children who have this ability, a lot of times they come along without preconception ideas of it. So good example, and Ryan, I am saying this over there, and Ryan will beat me up later if he can catch me. He is bigger than me now. But whether not in a bad way, don't take that wrong, Ryan, but energy-wise and things happening here, I'm saying is that sometimes the guides want a psychic child to come in. So I'm going to talk real adult. So any of you guys who are a little shy or want Disney, you might want to change the radio station. Isn't it true, Dina, that sometimes the guides can make a woman want and be with someone because they want the baby? Maybe you don't even feel the energy. I mean, this is something that mothers, young mothers, and other ones are discussing. I had someone argue with me about this. What is your opinion on it? Do you feel the guides would want to have a psychic child? They might perhaps put you with a male that would make it more psychic and then break it up?
Yeah, I do. I've seen that happen a few times, actually. And it's really interesting. It's fascinating to me because there's sometimes other reasons in there, too. And it's like, it's interesting, very interesting. But I know that all me, my two children, and even my family, mom, dad, brothers, sister, we all have the ability.
And I'm going to say Jethro's friend, for confidentiality, Jethro's friend has had some individual work with this. She has raised four children and now has three more children. All of these individuals are with this. Now, I've had a lot of people fight about this, and Jethro's friend has said this for years, and I know that different people have argued and said, you know, Jethro's friend really does this. I knew a secret because I'm not only psychic, but we are real close friends, and I can say this in confidential, that she does not like to make love. She did not like to have sexual close contact. So what would happen is these guides, these energies would do this. She is very gifted, and then she would find this person, like we were just talking, me and Dina. They would become intimate. The child would be coming along, and almost verbatim, things would start to happen as she got into her last semester. Now, I know all of you guys are going, psychology, I got the red flag, she picked a loser. No, I've got the most coolest studies that we've done on this. And yes, I do study. You know me, I study everything. I'm a Scorpio, it's my job. But what is cool is that one of these gentlemen was a doctor. One worked for a sentimental place that does other stuff. One was a psychiatrist. There's been individuals all over. None of their patterns, not just career-wise, but family, emotional, spiritual, none of the codependent. And that's why I'm glad Dina does agree. And I want to get Dina's little opinion. We're prying Dina on this. And I know a lot of you are like, you always ask Dina all the intimate questions. Part of it is we're real close friends. Part of it is I love Dina. And I know that as a person, Dina's not going to hold back with you. That's why she's the phenomenal reader to get the reading. And I had someone write me and say, you guys aren't just giving us readings. Well, we've got a bunch of you on the phone. We're listening. We'll get to you guys on the phone. What I love is you guys give us a few minutes of the reading. Then you share our stuff and get friends to like and help us do a living. We help show with you who we really are. I, Jethro, can tell you that I've always been a friend of girls who can stand up for themselves. This friend of mine has always stood up for herself. And in small towns, she got a bad reputation, obviously, because she had children with different fathers. No, she didn't go out and, like I said, look for them. She does not drink. She does not do drugs. She's very spiritual. She does not go to a cult. She went and very much had a light work and group. Very healthy family. Her father is an individual who's very well known because of names and some other areas with it. Dina, help me with this study. What would you say about Jethro's friend? Why does she keep having these children with men of power and different energies and going on?
I can give a few different answers there, but
and I want to hear them both because I love your honesty.
Saucy tonight. Well, my sense is that she feels like something's not complete or finished. This is like kind of like subconsciously she's feeling this. And so this is, she's trying to complete and or finish it from, by doing that. But I also feel like, yes, these children have picked her. That's the other side of it. These children have picked her. So that's part of why she's feeling something incomplete, because since they have picked her, you know, they have, she has, she feels that, okay, I've got to do this. I got to do this. But again, it's all subconsciously or energetically, you know what I'm saying? And so that's where it's coming from.
See, and that, man, I got the chills, and the best part of the energy too is I agree with what the angels are saying for you, that as you're looking at it and you're handling the individuals, going through the energy with this. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't always understand. These guides, they will turn around and put this into some other work with you. They will put you to a new level of when they want that being picked. And they don't care. They'll just come in. They've had individuals. And that was my point. And that's where I, you know, discussing this. I've had other ones argue with me, and they said, I've went through it. Well, if you can fight with your guides to the point where you go tie yourself to a rock and the guides are doing some other work and some other stuff with you and you're not feeling it, my hat goes off to you. I'm a very strong individual. And it makes me laugh about the whole things that's going into it, is that it's going to do that. It's going to raise your energy. It's going to strengthen your values. And those guides are going to tell you what they've got. So if you've got someone that's saying, I want to come in, or some energy like Dina's saying, I mean, those of you ladies, and I know I've got people who write me, Jethro, you don't have a uterus. No, I don't. But I do have emotions. Come on, cut me. Well, you guys are just harsh tonight. I'm gonna pull out those little claw cutters, and we're going to clip those nails. What I'm saying here is that when you've got energies doing this, I don't think there is a good and bad person. And I do know people, and I do know individuals, that sometimes this is a kind of a scary thing. This individual, like Dina said, these guides are all wanting to come in. And through the years working with teachings, that's what some of the people have found out. They said, okay, you have these children, and actually it's spread out. Let's be honest, there's three men and seven children. So it's not like each, but that, three men and seven children. And what was really weird about it was everybody kept saying, well, she keeps going back to the same person. She also tried to work around this. Every time after the child was to a point of being raised and things happening, this psychic of energy would come in. So these children can do very strong things. In one breath, she has a very strong circle, especially her oldest children, who were their own group and energy. Now with the karma picking her to come back in, it looks like another life of it. Does she want any more children? No. She's a couple of years younger than I am. She's a very good person. None of you guys know her. She doesn't do any of this kind of thing. But what was really, what I love what Dina just said, and she's listening and she just tightened me over here. She's like, this is very good, Jethro. I thank you for talking about this. This is something that I'm glad to see that Dina feels that. Dina is the best, and I think she loves her. Quit teasing her. She's really a nice person. Okay. So I won't tease Dina anymore on it. But I do agree that, like Dina said, the guides do pick. So do tell me if you've got a new baby coming or energy, what you're sensing. I've had an individual tell me, am I going to have a boy or a girl? And they're just all excited. And I reach over to touch their hand. And like we were talking about earlier, there's a method to my madness. I reach over and I'm getting, no, no, I will not. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the first words out of this kid's going to be, no, I will not. And I'm reading this. And of course, you know, I'm like the psychic solar. So I'm doing this energy and it's like, okay, it's male. I'm hearing male energy. Now, you guys know that guides can trick you. So I'm feeling this. Here's my blooper. It was a girl. And yes, she was doing that. What she also was doing very strongly, as we found out later, was this was a karma that she came back to pay the person that did this, no, I will not. And she got stuck and married this person, came through the life, and came back to make her mother's life miserable. She is now 16 years old and has been pretty good at that. You know, we joke about it. We work together. She works with some friends of mine through the Psychic Institute. And we laugh because, no, I will not. I know you're listening in tonight, and I will get to the phone. So we're going to go to 407. How are you tonight, 407?
I'm great, Jethro. This is Tuck here. We haven't spoken in a while.
We haven't. Would you like to ask our phenomenal Dina something?
Well, yes. When will I have a kid?
When will you have a kid?
Yes.
Oh, is that what your question is? I'm sorry, can you repeat your name? I didn't hear it.
I'm sorry, my name is Pakira.
Pakira?
Yes, it's Pakira, yes.
All right.
Is it possible you can do a general reading after that?
We got too many people waiting, but we can give you one question. I apologize. We do talk in that way. It's fair to everyone. You're okay. You're all right.
All right. So you want to know if you're going to have a kid?
Yes. Yes. When? Like, and I want to know, will the father be a good dad or a daddy? That's the first question.
Mm. Well, I feel like that a child isn't supposed to come along for a while. That's what I'm feeling. Have you ever had a miscarriage or an abortion? These things I don't like to ask on air, but this is what I'm feeling something.
Mm-mm.
I'm feeling like there was somebody or something that was going to try to come through, hasn't come through yet. So therefore, if it hasn't come through yet, then it will be on its way. That's what I'm feeling. Because they're still there. It's almost like they haven't reformed yet to come back, to reincarnate, to be a child yet. So that's why I asked that. I'm still feeling they're on the other side. But I feel like it's not time yet, but in time that you will have one. And that time I'm seeing is a little ways out. I don't know exactly when, I just know it's a little ways out.
Yeah.
And you want to, what's that?
What do you say, ma'am?
You wanted to know about the father of the baby?
Yeah, like, will he be a good dad or a dad be?
Huh, that's the first time I've ever been asked that question.
Bakira, you're just too cool.
I'm like, oh.
But, like, I can change that, ma'am. Like I'm saying, like, I can just go out and have a kid. No, I can change that.
Oh, but absolutely.
I have to find the guy.
Yeah, well, just I'm saying it hasn't been, it's not quite time yet, but yeah, because that's what I thought. I was like, that's a different question, but I feel like when it's time, the person that will be the father of the child will be not seeing a deadbeat dad, but I'm seeing someone who might be a struggle with, you know what I'm saying? A push to get them to help or a push to get them. But I don't think deadbeat, no. Nope.
I feel the energy with you a little bit, too. And I laugh. Don't apologize that we only give you a little time. We just love you, and we got to share it. I do like to talk too much. I have people yelling at me. You said you were going to be 10 minutes, Jethro. You put half of us to sleep. Thank you. I needed to know that, Brian. But
that was
also
funny, but thank you. It was funny.
We love you dearly. You do have a good point. You know, if you decided to go out there and be the wild woman, yeah, you could make it happen. But when the guides are doing this, I mean, we don't want everybody to go out and say, the guides made me do it. The guides made me do it, and I'm out there dancing every wild one. But there is times that the energy, they do come in. I do know that the guides told me I would have two children. All of a sudden, the guides are doing the energy with this. I also know they also told me I would have a daughter. And as I understand, I do not have a daughter.
Same thing with me. I was told I will have three children, and one would be a girl. I have two boys. So that didn't happen. And I also, my first one took me 8 months to get pregnant. My second one was an accident. So just because you think you can have a child don't mean you can have a child. Then when they choose to come in, they will come in.
Agreed very much. And I love the energy. So you remember, Bakira, we're going to be watching you. No dating anybody that just looks like they want children. You know, I know that look and eye there. So she's going through the energy. We love you dearly. We're going to go on to our next person here. We're looking at the other guides. What they're telling me is that when you're going in and you want someone in your life, psychically, Dina, what do you do when you're psychically sending to get that person? I want this boyfriend right now, and he's not calling me. What would you suggest I do to make him call me?
Oh, Jethro, I'm the wrong person to ask for that one.
I
than I have.
Now you know why. Now you. Okay, Brittany. She's what you're telling Brittany. What are you saying to her?
No, that seems to be my challenge in this life. No, the first thing you do is you when you have these abilities, you can be calmer, you know, just more at peace. So you don't try to make something happen or make an answer happen. Sit back, take some breath, and really center in and see what the real answer is or the real thing is you're supposed to be doing, and follow your intuition. You're like, does it feel right? Does it not feel right? And that's really the only thing you can ever go by.
Love that, and I thank you for that. You made us laugh, and Brittany's like, "Oh, she goes, I'll get a hold of Pamela." So she's talking about Pamela Cummings as our love psychic, and she is phenomenal, and that is a good one. And I do want to tease you guys. We know I did speak with someone, and I've got a nice surprise all of you regulars. We're going to have Janine Reagan Sinclair back. We're going to have her come back on. She's another healer, and this is what brings it up to me tonight, and I laugh, is every time Janine would get on this show, me and Janine would do together. Janine is a phenomenal healer like Dina, and these two, you can bring them things, and these two can do things that are just remarkable, miraculous. And all of you guys would bring these relationship questions, and the first time, you know, she's always like, Jethro handles the love relationship. Dina's like, I'm the wrong one. So we're going to put this prayer out. All of
the funniest thing is, in myself, I do. I'm excellent at the love questions. I was just being funny on that one. When it comes to yourself and your psychic, I don't know about you, Jethro, but how do you, I mean, when it comes to yourself and your psychic, do you, I sometimes not get clear answers for yourself?
Yes, and I love you doing that. And Dina, yeah, exactly. And it's you know, and Dina's joking. Those of you, I know, sometimes you guys take us so serious. Right when we're giggling and laughing, you're trying to make us sit up and smile and say a story. It's not happening. We got another person that's waited for the whole show. Greg, how are you tonight? Would you like to talk to a psychic gone wilder?
Yeah, I would.
Cool.
Oh, no.
And we were talking about relationship. Please embarrass. No, I'm teasing Dina. Dina's going to hurt me.
Okay, my question was different.
All right.
I just wondering if I've had probably a slight touch of asthma almost my whole life, almost like a year-round cold. And lately, a lot of knots in my back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've been getting massages, but it just seems like it's taken 10 times longer to take care of it than it used to. I was wondering if anything was throwing me off energy-wise or what the guides were saying.
Well, I feel like, excuse me, I feel like you're blocked up in your second and third chakras. And I feel like there's a blockage there, which is probably with some of the knots are coming out. But I also feel like right at the base of your skull, there's some blockage there, which might be causing some of that sinus and asthma stuff. But I feel like it can be helped. There's a pressure point down in there. I think if you keep rubbing it or pushing it right at the base, like the occiput, you know, where the occiputs are.
Okay.
At the base of your skull. Yeah, keep. There's a pressure point in there. I feel like if you push a couple times, it will help. Jethro, what are you getting on this one?
I'm picking it up, and I agree. And I feel that it's a conquest together. I feel like we should do some healing with you, Greg, and help some other things, because I do see there's a little physical, but I see with us putting the energy with you, we're both putting white light energy to you right now. Me with my energy and with Dina's, we're putting this in. They said it's going to be peeled out of there and healed. They're showing me that you have some other things that have ground and put around there that we need to release this. And that you're going to, it's like you've always had this in your blue, but it looks like to me that the asthma also is fundamentally down into that green of the lungs, and it looks to me like they could also help you with this, some energy. I'm seeing it like it's connected too. I know there's a physical reason, but some of it is spiritual.
Yeah, it is a lot spiritual too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those blockages need to move, because I see it, that's where I see it blocking up between the second and the third. And if I can go in and remove them, which I'll try to do a little later, then it's almost like it will be like flowing more smoothly, like a river. Like I'm seeing like a river, but more like not a big rushing river, more like a trickling river right now. And then if you keep working on them, it opens wider. and it will clear some of that out in there. That's where I'm saying needs to be worked on, and it is spiritual.
And Greg, you've got something in the back of your head with the pineal gland here that for quite a while you've been doing data. They're telling me that the guides are waking you up at odd hours of the night.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, and it's the data. They're giving you data, and they're putting in energy, and they're telling me that you have some ET stuff here. Can we talk about this over the air, or do you mind?
I have some what?
With some extraterrestrial things that are going on around you.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, and
it's not like I can see them or anything. It's just I've had repeated dreams about maybe there being some other galaxies, and it happens. Sometimes it happens. It's like I'm taking future technology, and it's showing up.
And they said you're a star brother. They keep telling me you're a star brother, and they pretty much, I say they, but the other ET energies are doing this. Now you've got the good ones, and I know people are going to please don't write me and cuss me. When I'm talking to Greg as a good individual, there's different types, and there's a lot of, just like human beings, you've got some good ones that are there, and that's why this technology. I also feel that there's a lot of times they're telling me that you had other lives, that's what it is. That's where why the asthma is coming in, and that's why I'm feeling that. I mean, Dina, am I correct? And that's why it's hard for him to breathe here because of other things spiritually.
Yeah, definitely. That's why they're saying to clear out those areas, because that's where it's stuck. You know, because his body isn't, it's not vibrating with the energy here, which is kind of what you're saying, Jethro. It needs, and once I clear those out, though, it will be more on that level, like I was saying, so you can breathe easier and feel like you can breathe this air just fine.
Yeah.
You know,
I've had a lot of warnings about like local energy just being stagnant and dirty, and, it is a goal to move. The guides have spoke about moving, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why you kind of have to work on yourself a little bit. Or if there's anybody, I mean, I'll send you some energy, but if there's anybody you know that can work on you on that level from around where you are, that would be good too.
And have you ever had a healing session by Dina, Greg?
I've had Reiki done before.
Okay, you haven't seen nothing yet. Dina, I know, and I say this in all honesty, Reiki saved me. In my early 30s, I had a wreck, and most of my facilities I had a really bad wreck, and they said I would probably get 60% of it all back. And a special friend of ours here who's a Reiki master healed me. And I have it all back. I'm able to walk, physically move. I looked really bad when I did. I'll send a picture on Facebook from you, the before and after, you guys. But I was 118 pounds when they started working on me. I'm 6'1", and I was that sick. And they did the Reiki. Greg, stay on the phone a little bit if you don't mind. If you'd give your permission for Dina to work with you, we'll keep you on the line. We'll talk to someone and let Dina heal you while she does this a little bit, and then we'll talk back with you, if that's all right, Greg.
Okay, I can stay. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And Dina, you need to ask him permission, or how do you? I know you usually.
No, he just gave it. So
okay. And those of you who are tuning in, say, what are you guys doing? What we're doing is we're helping people. Always get permission before you read someone psychically or you do healing. You guys call here, and I always ask your name or I ask something because you need to get permission. I had a young psychic yesterday, male, ask me in the store why I left my wife at home. Why? And then he explained to me, and he was all proud of himself, that he was psychic. And then I explained to him, laughing, I am divorced, and my girlfriend actually was out in the vehicle, and we were just there to eat snacks. I was on a diet run, and I changed my mind and went to the ice cream. So always ask before you do. My point is, if you don't ask permission and you're a new psychic I'm teaching or we're working with you on, you're just learning from it, you don't get the permission, then you're not going to get the correct story. And I know there's a lot of Houdinis out there and phenomenal gurus. I had someone tell me that they could tell just by walking by someone everything about them. And I applauded them, because that's two things. If you're scamming somebody, that's not allowed. I mean, Tina, can you tell anybody in karma what that does if you scam someone?
No. Boy, oh boy. You don't see karma is not fun. It does, it will come, anything that like that you do where it's not ethical or not for the higher good or better, it will come back and bite you in the butt tenfold. So that it might be in the same fashion or it might be in something else, but You won't like the repercussions, that's for sure. It just is not good. No.
And I love what those are going, what is going on? Dina's multitasking, so I am asking her a little different. We're working on, we've got a couple more calls while she's still at the same time heals. Greg, what I love about this is we're able to multitask. I can honestly tell you that there's been a couple times now you guys will find out that Dina has not only healed me, but there's a couple things that I can positively document. And on her website, you will see it signed by Psychic Jethro. Dina's the real thing. That's why she's been with me so long. You're going to love what this does for you, Greg. We're going to grab another caller while we have a little time. 646, how are you?
Hi, good evening.
Welcome, and you are?
Christina.
Christina, we welcome you for calling into Psychic's Gone Wild with me and Dina Flanagan. Do you have a question for our phenomenal Dina while she's healing him in her spare time, giving me to quit teasing her?
I got into some conflicts at work, and I was wondering if what do you see the outcome's going to be?
I feel like though that this has been just like it wasn't didn't just happen. This has been like a build up. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Tension. It feels like there was tension there. And but is there another female involved?
Yes.
And this other female is being like stubborn or persnickety.
She's neutral to siding with the other person.
Yeah. She's neutral to siding with the other person?
Huh?
What did you say?
Siding with the person that I got into a conflict with.
She's siding with that person?
I feel she is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like she's just being... it's like... She doesn't have all her facts, for one thing, is what I'm hearing. She doesn't have everything straight. But, I sense that if you kind of, like, go about this in a way that's honest, just honest and sticking to who you are, I feel like it will resolve. Do you know what I mean by that?
Not really.
Well, there's kind of like what we were just talking about with karma. You know, if you go about it the wrong way, it will come back to bite you in the butt. But I feel like if you just do it, stay honest, and, stick to the true story or whatever it is you're going through, then it will resolve itself.
Okay.
I'm hearing don't let these other people get to you. You know, don't let it get to you. That's what they keep saying. Don't let it get to you. Because it's almost like I'm feeling like it's like wasted energy, almost like. You know what I mean? Like letting it bother you that much. It's like almost like wasted energy. I feel like, is there something else you have to do here?
No.
They're not asking you for something?
There is no sense of directions at work, actually. No.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like they're going to ask you for something, like ask you to produce something or ask you for something. That will kind of help resolve it, resolve some stuff or get it on track. That's what I'm hearing.
I feel like they're not really, I feel like they're going to reprimand me in some ways or do something because they're not... This person was just, I got into a conflict with this guy at work today. Mm-hmm. It seems that everybody's on his side.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I wonder, what do you pick up about the other guy that I got into a conflict with?
The one you were just talking about?
The who?
The one you were just talking about, the guy you were talking about you got into a conflict with today?
Yeah.
I feel like that he kind of wants to climb to the top, and he doesn't feel like really dealing with some of this petty stuff. That's what I'm feeling. So in the interim, he kind of bypasses people or takes them for granted, and that's not even the right word, but you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm feeling about this person. So I don't think it's really personal. I think it's just his goal. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
He has an agenda, and so it's not personal to you or to whomever. He's going to stick with his agenda, and he doesn't feel like dealing with all this pettiness, this other pettiness.
And I wonder if my time at work is going to be more challenging now, because it kind of blew up this afternoon at work, and it seems like everybody is siding with him. And I wonder if it's going to be hard for me to even survive there, because, you know,
I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It seems like, you know, I'm not welcome there.
Well, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, like, if you stick to your true self instead of whatever this, you know, whatever they're seeing or they're accusing you of your true self, they're going to ask you to come up with something or produce something, and then it all will resolve itself. It just needs to be all straightened out, and then it will all resolve itself. But you're going to have to, you might have to be producing more or whatever. But that, and then that's up to you, whether you want to or not.
Are they going to force me to apologize to him?
Force you to apologize?
Or do I even, yeah, or that I, you know, am I going to be moved to another location or under a different supervisor or something?
Well, could be. Like I said, it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be like, it's going to be resolved, whether you go to a different department or stay there, whatever, it will be resolved if you stay true to self. If you stay angry, or I'm right and that's that, then it might not be so good for you.
What do you mean stay true to myself? I mean, they're just like not treating me very well at work.
Mm-hmm. Stay true to yourself is staying with that. Like you can still say, you can speak up to yourself, but in a softer way rather than a combative way. And that's still staying true to yourself, but in a way that can be resolved.
Well, I wonder if this guy is going to get any, like, repercussion for what he did, because he basically didn't do anything. But I think people are like him enough to kind of ignore my complaints about him, and he's going to go on his merry way.
But what do you want out of it?
I'm sorry?
What do you want out of it? Do you want to just sit there and fight, or do you want to just have everything to be smoother again?
I want to see that some justice is being served, because this guy is just a fraud. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I don't think they're just going to fire him and say, okay, you win. That's not going to happen. So you got to find a way to work around it.
So he's not going to get any repercussions or anything. They're going to stick by him.
If he does, it will be behind closed doors. It won't be something you might know.
Well, it doesn't seem like they're not even going to, I don't think they're going to do anything to him, not even behind closed doors.
They'll have a talk with him. They will have a talk with him.
We're going to put prayers out to you. I feel like the energy, I can tell you're really down, and I hope this helped you tonight. It's hard when you have this kind of conflict, when you've got things going on. I think that's one thing that's really the saddest is for psychics. We do feel, I feel for you. I could feel the energy, and it's just, you know, I'm going to put some prayers to you. Please go on. You know, you got our site there. If you're on Facebook with us, we do Psychic Chat and Psychics Gone Wild group. And, you know, and have some of the ones put some light energy there towards you to help you with this through this time. It's real hard. And I want to thank you. I apologize to some of you guys tonight. We had a lot of ones who called in, and you were telling me you didn't get through. And I only got a couple, and we've got about three more callers left. We've had it here, and I'm going to go to Greg. Greg, have you been able to feel the healing energy at all when Dean and us were talking, or how are you feeling?
Kendall,
went on a little daydream there with my star brothers. I was excited. So I kind of
you little star drinker, you.
It just led me to recall like a lot of the different dreams I had and made a little more sense.
Mm, oh, good. Because you had almost like a thorn. It stuck right up into your skull, like the base of your skull. You know, where both Jethro and I were seeing you needed work. That there's like a thorn, a prickly thorn, but a thick one, like a bone. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, that's what I feel is up in there that needs to be removed.
Yeah, maybe I should go to the chiropractor too.
Well, I think what happened in a past life or wherever, whatever planet you were on, anyway, you got stabbed. Something got broke up and you got stabbed up in the skull. That's how you were killed in a past life. So I think that's what's causing part of, you know, your trouble. So that needs to be removed. Yeah, that's what they kept showing me. Go ahead.
A couple of times when I've been maybe a little stressed out and overheated, I've gotten pins and needles on my head. I think that has to do, you know, with that plus the whole back complicating things.
Oh, I know of a friend who used to put a little bit of tin foil, and they would put it on their by their windows and the other energy, and it would stop the sending and receiving from it. And I know from where I lived in the rural that it's been proven with the ET. I lived in a place that they have documentation that was on 60 Minutes that they were actually not only mutilating cattle, but actually doing a lot of work there. And they did it to put this water. They found a water under there that would have handled over 60 different towns in this man's property. And the ETs were doing energy there to be able to do it. I never did figure out what the cattle thing was. And I know there's still arguments about it, but they did take cattle. They were doing that. And it was odd butchering. It wasn't things that, you know, people really just crave or eat, or, you know, I mean, come on, they were teasing the college students there in the town I lived in. It was college. What college, you know, student's going to keep taking cows, you know, different body parts home? You know,
okay.
And even if they, so I do know that the reason I'm bringing this up with the ET is I feel like the guides are telling me in receiving that sometimes what they do may not do it, but they are working with you a lot, Greg. I would like to, when we have our paranormal day, please get a hold of me, and I would like you to witness in. We've got some people going to be on here that have done some work. Also trying to get Linda Irwin to come back on again. She's phenomenal in this.
Okay, but actually, like, the energy that's been wearing me out, it seems sometimes a lot lately, I'll be kind of carried away in a dream, but I'll be local. And I've been getting a lot of warnings. It's almost like in the dreams, they're almost like detective adventures. And it seems like there have been some really negative spiritual groups. I don't know if it's a religious group or somebody that's been heavily trying to solicit members or membership.
That makes sense.
And it seems like every time I start to get these dreams, there's a lot of negativity in the spirit, and it happens for a season. But it seems like they usually fail and things go back to normal. You know, like it's almost like Dracula's trying to rebuild his kingdom. You know, you get a lot of parasites and things.
I feel that. I feel like there's some other work happening for you that's very strong energy here. And we're at the last, you guys, at the last minute. I'm going to thank all of you guys for going in. A lot of times me and Dina never get to do that. Dina, do you want to thank anybody in the 90 seconds before they kick us out that door?
Well, no, thank you everybody for listening and calling in. And if you get a chance, can you tell us how you're doing over the next week or two with some of this healing work? Is he still on?
Yes, Greg.
I say that again.
Oh, if you get a chance over the next couple of weeks, tell us how different things have transpired from some of the healing work.
Okay. I will.
Thank you, Greg, for being such a good, fun person to play along with us on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, I love this stuff.
We love you.
It ups my energy just talking to people like that. You know,
rocking.
Like you guys.
Like you too, Greg. And those of you tuning in, make sure you go on to psychicsgonewell.com. Ashley just got her necklace, and she told me she loves it, the pearl. We're checking to make sure it was sterling silver. I guess there's some things you can wash, it'll turn green, but it is sterling silver, so it is a nice one. I did buy a nice one. We're going to be giving away some more of those things. We've also got to get Jan Drake to give her physical email to Jethro, her physical snail mail, so he can send her saint bracelet she won. It's a hematite bracelet that will help her with all those friends on the light side of life. So 10 seconds are going to throw me in. Dina. Dina, tell them something real clever before they hit us with this door.
Oh, boy. This is supposed to be a really wonderful week coming up, planet-wise and weather-wise, so everybody just enjoy it and relax and have a good time.